Hey everyone, and welcome to this edition of Stream On. I'm Jim Williams, your host. As you know, we are heading into the holiday season. Obviously, Black Friday's just around the corner. Everybody's looking for the best in all possible streaming devices. Well, there's a good streaming box. How easy can it be if you've never had one before? If you've got a degree of sophistication, maybe you go a different way. Well, I'll tell you what. Rather than me talking about it, because I don't know, let's talk to Jay Henderson from Boom Media. And Jay has always been a great expert in this. So, Jay, tell us about the best box for someone. Let's start with the total novice.
Depending on your budget, the best shield on the market right now is the NVIDIA Shield. I'm sorry, the best box on the market. The NVIDIA Shield is, you know, the cream of the crop. There's several versions available. One runs for $200. It has less memory. The other one has like 500 gigabytes of space, which is not necessary if you're getting it for streaming. That's more for gamers. So if you're not in the budget to spend that kind of money, there's really a million different devices out there. I would recommend trying some of, you know, if you're doing just using streaming, the Amazon Fire Stick is a really good starter device. That way you kind of can get a feel for it. And then if you decide you want to continue going this route with your entertainment, so to speak, then you can consider going up and spending a little more money on things. Because there are people out there that, you know, get these kinds of devices and they hate them and they just want to go back to cable.
Right. And let me ask you, from the standpoint of, you know, the Amazon Stick is a great stick to start with. I agree. What about the, if you really want to get into this and take a step further, from a standpoint of what's the difference between a Roku, an Amazon, and an Android box?
So the Roku boxes and sticks, basically they control the content. Okay. So there are a few things you can do. You can add like Vader streams to your Roku device, but you cannot add Kodi. You can't add SPMC. And these are apps that you're going to want to use to get, you know, unlimited TV and movies without paying a fortune for them.
Right.
So with Roku, they basically say, here's your Roku, now pay us more for everything else you want to watch. The Amazon devices, they're also going to do that, but you have the option to not pay to get the you know, the free streams. And then even further is the Android devices, which is a lot easier compared to the Amazon devices to get the free stuff. So the Amazon devices actually run on Android. They just have a new launcher or a skin, so to speak, to make it appear as their own, but it's really running on Android. So the only true Android TV devices are the NVIDIA Shield and the Mi Box, and I'm sure there's a couple more that I haven't heard of. I just haven't found them. But then you get into the ones that are, you know, like the M8S, or you find them on Amazon, or they're coming from Banggood or GearBest. Those are not actual Android TV. Those are really Android mobile. And you can tell if you're having Android mobile or TV because it has, you know, like if you have an Android phone, you got in the bottom, it's got that arrow circle and box that you can click on. If you see that on your TV, you're running on Android mobile.
Okay. So if I want to sideload other channels you know, like I said, for the baby steps, that's either a Roku or an Amazon, because everything's preloaded for you. You really don't have to think about it. But if you want to, you know, extend your reach to grab different types of programming, then the Android box is what you should look at.
Absolutely. With the Android boxes, they all come with the Google Play Store. The NVIDIA Shield, like, okay, so there is a difference in the store you get with the TV or the mobile device. The Android mobile devices have the full Google Play Store, the same as you would get on your phone. Android TV does not, but what you do get is a very important app. It's called ES File Explorer. And you can also get that on the Amazon devices, and you can use ES File Explorer to sideload as opposed to you know, a lot of people, like when I program a device, I use my computer. ES File Explorer takes a little longer. For an amateur or someone who's new to it, ES File Explorer is the way to go. You can really unlock the potential of your device using that.
So what you would recommend, as you did before, the Amazon to start with. But if you don't mind, I mean, how hard is it to learn to use the Android box?
It's not hard at all. If you so again, you're talking the difference between TV and mobile with the Android devices. But if you're talking about like an NVIDIA Shield, there's videos all over the place. So I mean, you can get Kodi right from the Play Store, either device, the NVIDIA Shield down to the M8S Android mobile box. So I mean, you can get Kodi and learn how to put add-ons into it yourself, and it's really not that difficult to do as long as you can follow basic instructions.
Or have a YouTube channel, yes.
Or have a YouTube channel. Don't forget to shout out my YouTube channel, Jim.
Yes. That's what I'm doing, buddy. I'm helping you out here. One of the things that you guys have been preaching about is Kodi. Could you explain what Kodi is?
So Kodi is an open source media player. And what that really means, so what Kodi is made for, you know, so Kodi says, is basically to play the media you already have. So if you put Kodi onto your Amazon Fire Stick, then you download a movie, it'll play it through Kodi. But that's not really what it's for. What it's really for is finding ways to add free content. This started out, it used to be XBMC. It was the Xbox Media Center from way back in the day. What they allow is third-party add-ons. So you can install these third-party add-ons and basically watch whatever you want at any time.
Those add-ons, do they come from computer, or how do you download them?
You can download those right from, okay, on Amazon, you have to sideload it using ES File Explorer, lots of different ways to do it. Right. On the Android devices, you can get them right from the Play Store.
Okay, cool. So, bottom line, if I want to, if there's deals for the, you know, for the upcoming season, what's... Mm-hmm. Give me some deals that you think that people should be looking for.
If you're in the market, definitely look for the NVIDIA Shield. They already had a quick sale this past week. It's usually $199.99. They kicked it down $30. It was on sale for $169. I would anticipate them doing something very similar. It's not, you know, they haven't publicly said that. That's just my guess, is that they will do that again. And the same's going to go for your higher end boxes like the Amazon box, which is new. It's got mixed reviews, and that includes from me. I'm not sold on from the previous generation. I don't think it got better. I think they took some steps back, but at the same time, it's also much cheaper. So it used to be $100, now it's $70. Mm-hmm. So that's something to look for. And then even some of the budget boxes that are out, there's a new processor out. Look for anything that has Rockchip. It's got the RK3399, which you don't really need to know what it means. All you need to know is it's really fast. And it's a really impressive chipset for processing. And you're going to find that in a lot of different devices, like anything H96, Max, or similar names. Because a lot of them, what they do is they take them, I'm talking about manufacturers, they get them from manufacturers and they rebrand them. So anything with that chip is probably going to be the same box with a different brand on it.
All right, so let me ask you this. If I go to Boom Media's... great YouTube channel or your website, you can walk me through this?
Absolutely. On our YouTube channel, I have a bunch of reviews on boxes. I get probably three or four every week. I have three more coming this week. And then on our website, I do sell the Fire Stick already unlocked, the Fire TV already unlocked, and the NVIDIA Shield already locked. And I do have two versions of the Shield. One of them is the gamer version, and one is the cheaper version without the gamer remote. And all of these come pre-installed with Boom Media Center. I'm going to start adding Terrarium TV, which is a new app for movies and TV, and it's really cool. I'll be doing a video on that today. And then I'm also throwing in free month of Vader with every purchase, and the Shield gets 3 months of Vader. And I'll probably be doing some Black Friday deals myself.
Why don't we let people, how can we get in touch with you?
The website is boommedia.org. The YouTube channel is youtube.com/c/boomcody. And my email address is boomcody@gmail.com.
Cool. So, and if we want to follow you guys on social media, you got Facebook pages and you've got Twitter?
I do not do Twitter. We're still working on that, trying to get someone who has the time to kind of take the wheel with that. But we are on Facebook. We have the Boom Media fan page as well as our group, and you can get that from our website, the link for all that.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks as always for your help.
Sure.
And, you know, hopefully over the next couple weeks, as Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and all the other stuff comes, people will get a chance to check out your stuff and check out the, if nothing else, check out your reviews of the different boxes and find out what, you know, what they're going to, what the good buys are.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of Stream On. If you have yet to subscribe to us, it's easily enough done. You can get us at Blog Talk Radio. You can get us at Stitcher, the iTunes Store, and of course, the TuneIn app with another 125 million people, myself included, who have that app. So Stream On in four different places. By all means, subscribe, okay? All right, well, special thanks to Jay Henderson, who did an outstanding job explaining to us the best ways to buy a streaming video box. So until next time, I'm Jim Williams. Have a wonderful weekend and continue to do your best streaming on.